This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Legal experts have called this the real trial, the penalty phase in the case against marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. It began in Boston federal court today. Tsarnaev was convicted on 30 counts earlier this month. 17 carry the possibility of the death penalty. And the penalty phase begins today following powerful and heartfelt public statements in recent days from victims opposed to the death penalty, most notably the family of 8-year-old Martin Richard, who was killed in the bombings. Joining us now with more from the Moakley Federal Courthouse is WBUR's Jack Lepiarz. Hello, Jack.
Yes.
So let me just first ask you, you're there at the Moakley Federal Courthouse. What's one of the most recent things that's happened? There's been a lot of very powerful testimony today.
Well, Meghna, I tell you what, William Campbell Jr. just got off the stand. Now, he is the father of Crystal Campbell, one of the three people killed on Boylston Street, and this was absolutely heart-wrenching testimony. He talked about, and it was interesting because he seemed to simultaneously smile and cry at the same time as he remembered Crystal Campbell. He said she was no girly girl. He said she used to take tap lessons but then gave it up so that she could play baseball. He talked about how she had a knack with small children and with young animals. He said she had a work ethic unlike anyone he'd ever known. He said she would work a 12-hour day and then happily help someone run errands. And then when the mood turned to the events of Marathon Monday, you could see his face visibly darken. And he said he passed out when he found out that Crystal Campbell had died. And then he was asked, what has it been like since she died? And he said, it's been horrible. Hmm. He said, she was the light of my life. And he said, I miss my daily hug. He said, every day before she left, she would give him a hug before she left the house.
Jack, it's tough even hearing you just recount the testimony. One can only imagine how difficult it is for jurors who are actually in the courtroom. But I understand that the judge this morning, first instructions that he gave the jury, said try to keep emotion out of this?
That was a key part and one of the last things that he told them, and that is that he essentially was going through this idea of aggravating and mitigating factors, and he said that it's very important for jurors to not be at least completely swayed by emotion. He said you can feel sympathy for people who've lost loved ones or people who lost limbs or people who were seriously injured in these attacks, but he said emotion cannot be the sole overriding factor that makes you deliver the death sentence to Jahar Tsarnaev. He said it has to be a weighing of the aggravating factors and the mitigating factors. It can't just be one factor.
Hmm. Now, what argument did the prosecution make this morning in its opening statements in the penalty phase?
Well, the prosecution started out with the words indescribable, inexcusable, horrific, and that's how they're describing the events. And then they went on to Jahar Tsarnaev himself, and they said Jahar Tsarnaev is an unrepentant, unremorseful killer. They said he stood behind the Richard family for 4 minutes after he placed that bomb. He clearly saw that there were three children in the area. There were others in the immediate vicinity, and he chose to leave the bomb there. They say they also went after the defense's argument that it was Tamerlan Tsarnaev who was the lead actor in this, and they said it doesn't matter who the lead actor was or who radicalized Jahar Tsarnaev, because in the end, he still chose to place a bomb along the Boston Marathon route. And they summed up their argument of describing him as an unrepentant killer. There's a photograph of a still photograph from a video from right before his arraignment in July 2013. Remember, this is 3 months after the bombings. And it's Tsarnaev in the courthouse jail cell before his arraignment, and you can see him giving the middle finger to the security camera.
Hmm. And was there any reaction in the courtroom to that photo?
It was interesting. That was the most vocal reaction I've heard to anything in this trial. Remember, we've seen horrible pictures. We've heard graphic testimony. We've heard heart-wrenching testimony. But at least among the observers, there were gasps. There were people said expletives. Easily the biggest reaction I've seen.
Mm. Now, a little earlier you were telling us that you had just heard testimony from Crystal Campbell's father. I imagine that we're going to be hearing a lot more from family members and survivors as well. Who else gave testimony today?
Well, we heard from Celeste Corcoran. She is the mother of Sidney Corcoran, who testified earlier in this trial in the guilt phase. But Celeste Corcoran also lost two legs in the attack, one above the knee, one below the knee. Celeste Corcoran was interesting because she was at times defiant. She talked about how she still has trouble hearing out of her right ear because of the ear damage. And she said that it was just one more thing on top of losing both of her legs. Prosecutors pulled up pictures of her daughter Sydney's legs, which have very, very large scars on them from her own injuries. And they asked Celeste Corcoran, they said, "Are these the scars that your daughter has?" And she goes, "Not all of them." Hmm. And that was Celeste Corcoran. We also heard from Jillian Rennie, an 18-year-old at the time of the bombings, now a 20-year-old sophomore at the University of Pennsylvania. She struggled to get through her testimony. I mean, at times, sobbing in court as she remembered, you know, the moment the blasts went off, thinking that she had lost her leg, thinking that she was going to die, thinking that she couldn't feel this much pain, be this injured, and still survive.
That's WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reporting to us on the first day of testimony in the penalty phase of convicted marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. Jack, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
Stay with us. There's more Radio Boston coming up right after a quick break. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.